This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and when I'm a zombie, I'm not going to eat brains. I'm going to eat ass.
I'm Brandi Posey, and I took a quiz, and turns out I am a robot.
I'm Tess Barker, and I just want to do drugs with my friends.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, Zombies, Robots, and Drugs. That's
about right. We're very on brand today. It feels good.
I'm really excited about our guest. She's super funny. You can check out her podcast, The Bituation Room. She's also the host of News Broke on YouTube. Francesca Fiorentini, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Zombie, robot, drug.
Drugs.
Yes.
Zombie, robot,
well,
drug.
You know, I said that, and then one of my friends was like, oh, we could do shrooms on Zoom. I'm like, that sounds like literal health.
That's like, not a pun.
Yeah.
Zoom shrooms. That does feel like a bad idea.
Come to my Zoom shroom room.
Yeah.
I got advertised a thing on Instagram the other day from like a company that like is trying to like medicalize them completely, and they're like, we have special rooms you can come in. We monitor you the entire time. Wouldn't it be weird to have like a strange doctor just like checking in on you throughout a thing? Like,
probably. But I've done a decent number of interviews with people that work on that work with like psychotropic drugs within like a clinical setting, and most of those people are pretty aware of like what you want around mentally. So most of the people I've talked to put like a decent amount of like thought into like setting and making.
One of my favorite, you know, sort of OG YouTube clips that I have saved is a I think it's from like the early 2000s, and it's this news report, and it's like, turns out the hippies of the 60s were up to something, and like a new Johns Hopkins study on psilocybin, and it's just these sort of like, you know, middle America folks who were exactly, Brandi, like, I was like, why would you want to trip in this like white walled like awful hospital like setting? But there's this quote, this woman, she's like, I felt like my heart was ripped open in two, and then we were all one.
Oh, fuck yes.
That was so good. I was just like, yes, even in that setting, psilocybin is amazing.
She's still figuring it out.
I'm going to imagine that now that when I see any, like, street side news interview, I'm going to imagine that's what the person said.
My heart was ripped in two.
And then we were all one. I wish I could just administer to every Karen. Like, she was a reformed Karen.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Oh, yeah. No, Karens need a Molly trip.
Truly.
Oh,
I think in the same way that, like, there have been studies that instead of disciplining kids, it's much more effective just to have them meditate for, like, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Same thing maybe with the Karens. Maybe you need to have a mandatory shroom trip.
Although I did. There was a weird an old movie that I like stumbled upon where this like surfer became president and he made everyone in the country take LSD.
What a specific kind of fascism. I love it.
Yeah.
It was, but they were literally making camps and sending old like boomers into camps who didn't want to take and forcing them to drink like LSD water. It was, very intense.
What is this movie?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, that's what people think Antifa is, okay? We gotta be careful.
Did he give some sort of really presidential, you know, like
it's
four
chill.
Tabs and seven, I don't know.
Rips ago.
Yeah, seven rips ago.
Four tabs and seven dabs.
I'd like like to say everyone looks great. We're filming this. We just started filming. And so yeah. I was like, oh, I'm putting on makeup to do a podcast for the first time. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever. This might be.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm wearing my new computer glasses because I'm trying not to go blind with the blue light. Woo!
They're so cute, Brandy.
They're adorable. Thank you. Thank you. They're my light. I was like, what's a pair of glasses that'll make me feel like I'm getting down to business?
It feels like you're about to do someone's taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But like in a cute way.
Oh my God, let's save you some money.
I mean, if we're gonna do it, we have to be cute.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. I love QuickBooks.
I don't know if I want to admit this story on this feed, but I'm going to. Okay. It's exciting. Not like that crazy, but it's just embarrassing enough / the person who I'm talking about could find out about it, but it's
so
not
this
that.
This whole podcast, anyway. Everything we always do.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. So, okay. The reason we live in dread and wake up and sweating at night.
It was just a moment that makes you be like, okay, whatever. Anyway, here it is. They're also probably hearing me shout this from my bedroom anyway. But I was like downstairs doing the dishes, mm-hmm. and I farted. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. everybody.
Your body.
Nice.
Yeah, it's natural.
Yeah. What kind of fart?
My mom says.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a mysterious. It'd been happening. I was like, I don't know where this is coming from, but sure. Okay. So mystery fart happens, and then I hear my roommate coming down the stairs, and I was like, oh, that's bad timing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he walks in the kitchen, he goes, ooh, it smells like pasta.
And like, you said,
I was like, I said it's pizza. I was cooking pizza. So maybe that's what he was
smelling. Oh, okay. If you were cooking pizza, that's what he was smelling.
But it was literally that moment.
That's
like,
so
I'm
funny.
Not kidding.
We're like, yeah, it's actually, it's moment. A spicy meatball is what you're saying.
Anyway, just a little quarantine content for you guys.
And you just chuckled all. Sort of maniacally to yourself, like.
Yeah.
Of course.
They definitely didn't have a bite of the pizza. They're like, this is poison. It's come to that in quarantine. I'm going to die.
How's your quarantine going now that we're in, like, you know, the extended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 2.0. The extra.
The yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The bonus.
Are you content. In California, Francesca?
Bonus content. I am. I'm in LA.
Okay.
I decided to. My boyfriend and I are moving in together. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Which is like the worst idea because moving in this time feels awful, but also, like, if we have to be in our homes mm-hmm. for the next 6 months to a year, whenever, you know, 7 years, yeah. might as well be in a home you're really comfortable in and you like and like. Pool resources, etc. We're never going to see anyone. I'll probably have, you know, five babies
yeah.
in 5 months. Whatever it is. Like, everyone's yeah. getting married. This is very weird. It's just like, well, let's yeah. just get married. You know, there's a lot of that happening, too.
Yeah.
But I did drive up the coast and go over to the Monterey area, and it's just gorgeous. Like, mm-hmm. It's funny because I wouldn't recommend it because I'm sure people are listening in Florida, and I'm like, stay in your home. Mm-hmm. Do not leave your home if you're in Florida right now.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Texas.
You stay there.
Or even California,
yeah.
really.
California.
But, like,
yeah.
most everyone you see is wearing masks, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But
I will say I'm quarantined up at in Ventura County, and there's a huge anti-LA sentiment here. It's very common to see chalk that says LA go home. People will write LA go home and, like, the dust on their cars. Like, people know that people from LA. Yeah, because everyone from LA is coming up to the beaches here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the dust on their cars.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Comforting.
Yeah.
Wash me and go home.
Fucking guilty. Sorry.
Yeah. 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 I feel like I get a pass because I'm from here, but yeah. Just to report back to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think like, people obviously need to get out and, like, no, you know, not be stuck inside all day. So obviously there's safe ways to do it. And I'm glad people are, like, doing it.
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, yeah, we're like, we're inside, baby. This is it. We're, like, barely going anywhere. We don't go inside anywhere. It's just
Barb, you're, like,
wild.
Getting translucent.
Well, I just got really burned, yeah. too. So
it looks good, though.
It does.
You can pull off translucent, I think, better than others.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I've always been transparent, so it's good to know my skin is finally matching with the rest of me.
But in terms of Ventura County, that's north of LA, and that's the only place we can go, because you go south and no one is wearing a mask.
No, like, I know that. I am sympathetic. I'm an Angeleno. I'm just reporting back to you guys.
Yeah, the 805 is against us.
No, but like low-key, I mean, now I'm broadcasting it on a podcast, but it's not a bad place to visit.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, I just Googled and I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. So you're moving in. Are you moving into a mutual place or a new place?
A new place. New place. New place.
Okay.
So pooling the resources, going for something bigger.
Nice.
There's going to be like a whole podcast area, you know, because like we make the big money doing podcasts.
I thought you were going to say there's going to be a whole podcast about it. Like you're just starting a podcast about moving.
I'm very resistant. He'll come on the Bituation Room, but I'm also very resistant, again, to be one of those podcasty couples, which, like, there's some good couples podcasts out there. I'm just like,
definitely. Yeah.
You know.
There was, like, an inclination at the beginning of this for some couples to be like, all right, and how do we pivot to content immediately? Yes. Yeah. I was like, man, good.
Well,
good
I mean,
for you.
I feel like it would just be funny because we'll have conversations occasionally that we're like, oh, this is funny. We should talk about it on the podcast. But it'd be so funny to do that with your partner you're living with, being like, I'm not going to talk to you for the rest of the day.
Just save it for the pod.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I think a lot of that stuff also started like, okay, this is going to be like 3 weeks. It'll be like a 3 week web series. This will be weird but fun. And whatever, and then we're on day 135, 40, and it's like, oh no, we gotta fuck.
I hope you guys were ready to commit to that podcast for the long haul, guys. We want to hear your separation. We want to hear
exactly. Get that couple counselor on the air. Let's do this.
I will say, you know, I'm proud of comedians because they are all having children / getting pregnant right now, and that just shows you how stupid we are. Just willing to be like, no, I can do this more than anyone else. So
what's the cutoff date? Like what point? Because I know a lot of people who have had babies or well into their pregnancies got pregnant around February, March.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When does the judgment start? Is it like I'm saying like April? If you're trying to conceive in April, wow.
I just think it's like you're a dreamer and that's good for you.
It's a level of optimism I'll never unlock within myself. It's just not who I am in my bones. So I'm very proud. It's just we're different people. That's good.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be contrarian. I don't know that comedians are any worse parents than anyone else. I mean, like,
I'm not saying they're worse parents. I'm saying deciding to have a kid right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying bad parents.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just meant the, like, fuck it, let's do this.
Have that baby.
Sure. That's what I mean.
Sure, yeah. Sure, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, honestly.
The raw, just
I mean,
like,
it actually,
like
but,
what it took for us to get up on open mics and think that it would, like, do anything.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Right. I mean, I almost wonder if it's coming from, like, I don't know if the people that are trying to conceive, I wonder if they're just getting so bored that they're like, I need someone else to talk to. I need to invite a friend over, so I'm going to make one.
That's exactly
that
what it is.
True.
You have to birth your own friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
And, I mean, great podcast partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Just start it.
Oh, man.
Or it's perfect.
Long con, you know, everyone's building skills. What if you have a baby? Start building skills from a really, really young age. They know how to sing, play piano, dance, do all your entire routine. Swim, I don't know, like, and then you just sort of build this like super baby that is going to be a movie star, a pop star, soccer player, you know, basketball star, whatever it is. Like you've created this little human. Because really, when comedians have kids, they're like, well, putting my eggs in this basket, you know, like you're gonna be the star.
Yeah,
I think that's always worked out really well for the person who
the
star is.
Yeah, so healthy. So.
Yeah, they don't burn out or just stop speaking to their family completely.
Come on, Sandra Bullock, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who's Sandra Bullock's parents?
No, but what is she? What?
Yeah. Oh, the Bullocks. Oh my God. Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Randy and Mandy.
Yeah. Randy and Mandy Bullock.
I Randy love Bullock Sandra Bullock. I think it's her birthday today, honestly. And I saw that and it was like, this morning that was like, we were having kind of a stressful morning and I saw Sandra Bullock's birthday and I'm like, I fucking love Sandra Bullock.
Good for you, Sandy.
She's just a great movie star. I mean, she's funny. She's got drama. She's beautiful. Down to earth.
I'm a fan.
I'm not a. She's on the Julia Roberts spectrum for me, which is my not like spectrum. Unfortunately,
you don't like Julia Roberts.
No.
Okay, let's get into it. What?
I can kind of take or leave Julia Roberts, too, honestly.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Wait, can we say that Brandy also thought that Julia Roberts was in that gif of the woman not understanding math? So wait, is that you don't know Julia
I still, I thought that was from one, like, conspiracy theory or something. It felt like it was from a movie with her.
I don't know who it is, but it's not her.
But you got the movie right. That is a movie she was in.
Yeah.
Yeah. With,
yeah.
Oh, she's exactly. Like a teacher at a girls' school or something? Is that what you're thinking of?
I don't know. I just, that's like a movie with Mel Gibson, I think. I think that's like an old 90s movie.
By the way, he low-key had COVID and none of us got to celebrate that.
True.
Oh, wow. Bummer. I didn't even. Yeah.
It's unclear what the right way to celebrate COVID for, you know, piece of shit is.
Yeah. Like, I think we should all.
You can't do it publicly, you know, because, like, we're on a podcast now. Someone might listen, you know what I mean? You can't do it on Twitter. You can't really do it on Facebook. Yes. There's always going to be someone. You have to just, like, go into a closet and, like, the where you also dance to Britney Spears or whatever and just, like,
yes. I know. I have just one black candle of a skull that I light, and I'm like, hell yeah. And I watch it burn for a minute, and then I put it out. Until the next time. Just kidding.
Yeah, I think I just go on ignoring him or anything he does. Yeah. That's my celebration.
That's true, fair. True.
That's
but,
healthy.
But Julia Roberts, Francesca.
Yeah, what's the beef? What's the beef?
She's very annoying. I'm sorry. She's just an incredibly annoying person and a celebrity. But I will say, my best friend's wedding, she sealed it with my best friend's wedding as being the most annoying. My bad. Awful. Yeah. The whole premise
no,
is...
No, wait, are you talking about the characters? No. You're talking about characters, though. Well,
yeah, no, I know, but
she
I felt like it was too close to home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she kind of redeemed herself with Aaron Brockovich was good.
Yeah.
That's fine, and whatever. Like, I don't... And then Sandra, here's the thing about Sandra Bullock that was really annoying to me. Like, I think she's funny. I think she's a great comedic actress, actually, and she could... Whatever, she's good. Mm-hmm. Gravity and her, like... Now I've got all the work done and I redid my entire face and now I'm on the cover to Vanity Fair. And yeah, she didn't have say over the title, of course, but the title of the article was Why Sandra Bullock is More Bankable and More Beautiful Than Ever. And it's just like, yeah, because she got a new fucking face, you know? And it's just like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like Gravity was just a close up of like, look at Zephyla, you know, like over here and over here. And
Gravity was a close-up of her fixing gravity in real life.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Defying gravity.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will ask you this, Francesca.
It's what all comes petty. First? None of this makes any sense.
The headlines or the fillers? Okay, it's a chicken or egg situation. Because
right.
It's a trap. Oh, I mean, it's awful. Like, you're not allowed to age as Sandra Bullock, even though she is beautiful and she would age beautifully. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You're just not allowed to. But I think ScarJo is more, for me, despisable than both.
Okay, thank God. I thought you were going to say you like ScarJo better. I was like, oh.
No. ScarJo is like, Sandra, Julia, that's fine.
Yeah.
ScarJo.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of getting, I sense what you're saying. Like, there's a little je ne sais quoi about Sandra and Julia. Like, you can't really put, it's just kind of, is it their smile? Something like that?
Well, isn't America's Sweethearts about Julia Roberts and, like, what a shit she is?
She's the actress in it.
Yeah, but isn't it, like, about...
No, are you saying it was written about her? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, it's hold on, I'm going to look it up, because it's like about somebody's sister.
Is that a new movie?
No, it's with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Catherine Zeta-Jones, I think, is the famous person, and Julia Roberts is, like, the homely younger sister, which is, I love
this
industry.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's the overwhelming mediocrity of both of them, and I'm sorry, but it is. Like, it is... I don't feel that way about J-Law. I don't feel that way about other beautiful I don't feel that way about Jennifer Aniston. Two people you could put in that same category, but I don't, because I don't think they're mediocre. But listen, there are mediocre men in Hollywood all over the goddamn place, so who am I... to say that these people, you know, phone it in, it's fine.
We should have, they've earned the right to phone it in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I mean, I don't really think about them that much, but I enjoy them both. Like, I'm just, they're there. They're in some classics.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm not a huge rom-com person, in general, so I'm always like,
come on, Speed. Sandra's in a lot of non-rom-coms.
Yeah, yeah. I like Sandra
Bullock
quite a bit more.
The 90s. Yeah. Speed.
The Pelican Speed. Brief, great rom-com.
The other Speed.
Oh, Crystal Meth? Yeah.
What do we think about fillers, everyone? Are we going to do them?
No.
I'm ready.
Yes. No. Yes.
No. I want to watch what this face does.
I was talking to my best friend about this recently, and she goes, look, there's two options. You either look old or you look crazy, and I'm going to look crazy.
That's very funny and very true. Funny.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm excited to see what my face turns into. I mean, you know, whatever.
I am too, but then I'm also excited to play with it, like a Play-Doh set.
Have you guys done Botox before?
Yes. Mm-mm. Love it.
No.
I did it once, and let me just say, don't buy Botox off of Groupon, y'all. Like,
no, not so much.
It's not worth it.
The lesson of the day.
The lesson. And
that's absolutely where I would also do it.
Yeah. Right, of course. And I was peer pressured into it by a friend who was like convincing me that, you know, it'd be worth it and why not? Because I have quite a lot of lines on my forehead when I, you know, talk and I'm a human. So I got like, and this is, I'm sure, Tess, you know, too many, but 20 units. Straight up into the forehead piece, and you know we're comics, so like it's not easy to.
Totally.
You need that. You need that.
You need.
It's part of the face.
Some eyebrows.
The eyebrows
and,
frame the face.
Anyway, it was a solid year of not being able to move my forehead. I was so mad.
Shit.
And I looked very Jack Nicholson because the only thing because like when you get Botox, you start to get like Jack Nicholson eyebrows. Your eyebrows go up, but that's it. And so you're just like. Here's Franny, you know, like that's what I'm saying. But I know that more measured Botox, more strategic, can be good, even though it is still poison you're injecting into your face.
It is.
Was that it? Was that it for you then? Or are you not going to do it again?
Yeah, I think. I mean, who knows? I might go back on that, but that was 4 years, 3 years ago, and I think that was it. That was the last time.
I had, cause it takes like a week to kick in. And, last time I got it, I was on stage and it hadn't kicked in yet. And I went to go face tag one of my jokes. And that's when I was like trying to walk on ice and roller skates. I was just like,
What do you mean face tag? Just like with a look, like little.
I do a lot of like face tag, like a lot of like I end a lot of jokes with just like an
sure
my face, and you know a third of my face was taking a break.
Taking a break. Speaking of, we have to take a break right now. Okay,
Barbie.
We'll be back in a second, everybody.
Hey, welcome back with Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Francesca.
Hey.
You guys, I have to show you what I just got, and you're going to be so excited.
What?
Oh, my God.
Do you see that?
Lip smacker.
Dr. Pepper lip smacker.
My God. Whoa. From eBay? Where'd you find
Target.
That?
Target has this shit right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was in the wild again.
Yeah, it's in the wild. And I actually think it's like a legitimately cool lip color. Like it's just like a little something.
It's a little tint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a little red tint.
It's a little something.
Mm-hmm. Bringing us back.
Love that. I love that. Remember that craze? Oh, first it was like, for me, it was like bubble gum was really like bubblicious or like bubble yum. And like, what flavors do you have? And then that became lip smackers. It's basically the same thing. I pretty much ate the lip smacker.
Totally. Yeah. I would just sit there and put, I mean, I think it got out, like, Pogs and Lip Smackers got outlawed at my school at the same time, because all the girls would just sit there in class, like.
That's so funny.
Outlawed Lip Pogs.
Smackers. Oh, man.
Don't you feel like 12-year-olds now are like, these fucking, like, do you think they're doing Pogs or 11-year-olds?
No.
They're all just, doing Molly and stuff.
No, they're just doing, like, TikTok and,
They're TikToking. They're full contoured faces. Yeah. I mean, I legitimately don't think I wore makeup until, like, dances in high school, and then only for dances in high school. I, like, didn't own... I don't think I owned, like, maybe lipstick, but, like, any eye stuff until
I'd college, love to get a look literally. At my the makeup I attempted in high school.
Yeah.
It was real rough.
No one taught us. No, I mean, we didn't have
lots
tutorials.
Of brown eyeshadow.
I mean, I was a theater kid, so I learned to do makeup really young, but I learned how to do stage makeup. Like, I never learned how to do street makeup. Right. So I just took that pancake philosophy and went straight into eighth grade with it.
So. Yes. I just like imagining, but you doing theater makeup like old person makeup or like a fake scar or something.
Just cast.
5 o'clock cast shadow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I remember, I distinctly remember it'd be like free samples that my mom got, a purple, green eyeshadow. So then I'd just be like, no mascara, no eyeliner, just green eyeshadow. Hello, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I remember my older cousin being like, whoa. And I was like, what? So mad.
Yeah. Well, I remember in high school, and I think this is probably why I got turned off of it in high school. I remember in high school, my mom taking me to one of those, like, I guess it was one of those like Mary Kay things where you go to a lady's house and they tell you if you're a autumn or a summer or whatever the fuck that is. Yes. And they just spackle your face.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember being like, oh, I don't want to do this. So I just like didn't, because I thought you had to do all of it to wear makeup. So I just like was like, I don't, that seems like a lot to deal with. I'm not going to do it. Until I was like,
what about
you
tattoo
just...
eyeliner?
Oh, would you do it?
So I have a lot of, I'm Chinese and I have a lot of family members who are like, I don't know why that's different, but for some reason it's a little more like normal. Like I have a few family members who have it. My aunt has it.
Yeah, my grandma has it. I mean, I think it's not a bad idea if you're doing it every fucking day.
I agree.
Like, do we know anyone who, do like young women do that? Because we're like really young, you know?
Well, I mean, I know they do eyebrows,
they do brows,
but eyeliner,
brows.
I feel like.
Oh, tattoo?
Microblading your brows, yeah. Like if you have really thin ones, they'll just kind of fill it in with like little lines.
But doesn't that go away?
No, but I think tattooing
happens. You tattoo them. It takes a long time for them to fade.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I feel like, I don't know when my grandma got it, but it's like, if it's just like the thing you're getting up and doing every single day. I mean, it seems terrifying to have a tattoo needle that close to your eye, but.
I could see myself doing
how
that
when
how
does she look?
I'm...
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, grandma.
Fucking Gray.
How do you think she got that? Her husband in an AOL chat room. It was that eyeliner, baby.
I can see myself doing it when I'm older. Like, if, like, my vision starts... Like, if I, like, have to wear glasses to, like, really see my makeup, then I'd be like, fuck it, just do it, like, to a certain point. But
I mean, it would look better than whatever the fuck I'm doing now. So please, someone professional do this.
Yeah.
Because I still don't know how to do this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Give me the whole tattoo a cat eye onto me. Like, who's kidding who?
Yes,
I just
want
to fucking wake up ready to go. You know.
But we don't know what the trend's going to be in 10 years. There will come a time, I swear to God, when eyebrows, I mean all eyebrows, will be out of style.
You think so?
Yes. We just shave them off and you putty them over. And that's going to be the thing. Because at that point, obviously, aliens will have revealed themselves. They're looking all hot and green and whatevs, and so everyone's just going to try and look like them. Like, we don't know. We don't know. So, like, you're going to be sad if you have some sort of permanent thing.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna keep mine regardless because I've always had thick eyebrows, and I had them through the 90s when everyone was going real thin because I kind of just wasn't paying attention. And I feel like I've been very vindicated in the last few years of just like...
Same. Yeah. I've never done shit to mine.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, I guess they're trending.
Yeah,
but
exactly. I don't have to fill them in. I've never had to do shit with them.
The it's aliens just,
I'm waiting for the unibrow to come back in because I will grow mine in a week. It'll be there for you.
I will come back in. I can see that happening.
Yeah, exactly. I believe. That could be the aliens
now,
to come.
So I heard that aliens are real, but I didn't really pay attention. Can anyone fill me in on
this? Did that happen this week?
No, it's happened in the last... Yeah, I mean...
All right, what's
the
deal?
It's happened recently, but I saw a friend who's into alien stuff sharing it, and I was like, I should read this article, and then I didn't, so...
Well, that's why the... That's
you
why
got the important stuff,
now.
Though, I think. I feel informed.
Well, because right
they're
now,
here,
honestly,
they're queer, get used to it.
Yeah. Because honestly, if they were like, there's aliens, we'd all be like, yeah, sure, cool, of course. Of course there's aliens now, how about everything else? Like, it's the best time to make that pronouncement real, because we're all overloaded. That it's like, yeah, sure, also aliens. Are they nice? Okay, cool. Can they help? All right, whatever.
Right. But Reagan was dead for half of his term. Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great. Awesome. Replaced by a gray. That sounds awesome. Perfect. A gray is a kind of alien, Barbara, not you.
I know.
They are gray, they're not green, supposedly. Mm-hmm.
Well, but they call them the Greys, oh, right?
Oh. There's different kinds. There's like the Greys. There's the people like the, what are the lizard ones called? Those are the green ones, but they're like more like carnivorous. They're the ones to be worried about. The people are fed to.
Oh now, shit! Hold on. Let me take some notes here.
Is this based on anything or just some nerd's book?
I mean, it's based
some nerd's book.
That's real. Look, it's real. Published.
It's real. Yeah. Hey, it got published.
It's in print. It's real.
I mean, it's based off of, like, in the 50s, all the different, like, sightings and stuff across different things.
Yeah, it's, like, based on, like, what people perceived to have seen.
Yeah, perceived to have happened and whatnot.
Because we were watching a documentary a couple nights ago about, like, deep sea creatures, which are obviously very alien-like. And I almost wonder, like, did we just subconsciously decide that's what aliens look like? Because that's, like, the closest thing we have to aliens?
I mean...
Or vice versa?
I mean... It depends. I mean, I feel like in the 50s we didn't
What does vice versa mean in this case?
They look like aliens because they are aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the fish were like, oh, fuck, I want to look like that.
Yeah. Can I get that face, please? Yeah. Just the fucking tilapia was like, yeah, like what if I was
I
on the bottom?
I want to get plastic surgery to look like that guy.
Yeah, what if I
all the fish are just getting Botox, I think.
Yeah, it's just a salmon that's like, what they're if I had a light bulb come out of my head?
It's fucking hilarious.
The fish, I mean, their lips look fake. I have to say, fish's lips look
fake. Yeah, absolutely. Fish, you could take it down a notch. Just, you know.
Yeah, you're doing too much. I feel like you know about this.
I listen to a lot of podcasts about it. Like, I'm a big Last Podcast on the Left fan, and they really get into like covering alien stories and stuff like that a lot. Mm-hmm. That are like, you know, just kind of interesting to be like, oh, maybe there's like there were just so many sightings in the 50s and everything like that. That some of them, like, there's like weird groups of like 50 or 60 people in different places in different towns that will have seen the same thing on a night, and it's like, oh, that's weird. Okay. So it's like, I don't know, I've always been kind of open to it. But the new thing is now there's been a lot of like videos were released by the Navy that they were like, we don't actually know what this is. So it actually
Are you talking about that story that resurfaces with the wobbly thing in the sky?
I don't know. That has resurfaced recently. Yeah. There's new stuff.
And I think
because the one that resurfaced recently also happened like a year ago. They just recycled that story.
But they said basically what I know of it is that they said that the program was never shut down. Like, they were supposed to shut down, and it never shut down. So it's, like, still operating under the, like, Office of Naval something, and it's, like, identifying or researching unidentified happenings in the sky, aerial phenomenon. And so that's still, it's a program that's still up and running. So we don't know if the Pentagon is going to release any more information, but... I mean, it's still an election year. It'd be a great October surprise.
Such a good October surprise.
They're going to dump a lot of Biden emails. Just come down.
Yeah.
Of emails. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Halloween's going to be really scary this year.
Straight up scary. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty, pretty, pretty crazy. And
okay, let's do some of these. Okay. Beauty pageant questions. Wow, we were looking for something new to do, so these are interesting.
Have you not done these before? These
are no, you're first guest, so
yeah,
for our probe, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. These are
okay. Some of these, I cannot believe this is the first question. I mean, why am I? Of course, these are stupid. I'm not even gonna ask that one. I don't like it. What quality do you like most about yourself and why?
This is a top 10 beauty pageant questions. What quality do you like most about yourself and why?
Could you answer it honestly versus what your beauty pageant answer could be? Thank you.
Honestly?
Let us know which answer you would like to give. Are you trying to win or are you trying to be real?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
No, okay. Well, now I want to be real. I think I give good advice. I think I'm a good advice giver. And I'm very into, this is not a good personality trait, but I'm into like astrology Instagram, so I follow a lot of Virgo memes because I am a Virgo. And supposedly we're super straight up and we like give good advice, but nobody wants to hear it. And people are like, you're mean. Yeah. And we're like, we're honest. And so anyway, I think I give decent. I try not to like be shitty when I do give the advice. But I think I've got a pretty good read on situations. And
hell yeah.
But, like, that's a very good
The other quality trait, I like is like my heart. It's big. I like my filler.
It's yours if you bought it.
There you go.
This is a sidebar. Do you guys, what, once you fill your lips, is there any going back or is it like Pandora's box?
I don't think so. You mean do they go down?
Yeah,
or what
can they go
asking?
Back down to normal or is it?
I think they do.
They deflate. They can go back down.
Okay,
oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so they deflate.
Okay. So it's like a temporary tattoo.
Tess is like,
dude,
we're doing this.
Exactly. Okay. It's like putting a little tiger on your shoulder.
For like a year. Okay.
I think it's something like that, yeah. Okay. Although, I bet you could probably overdo it and like fuck them up. And then like they would.
Oh, well that happens.
They would.
You can. Initially, you probably like you look ridiculous. But then they like the swelling goes down. I've seen a lot of people when they first get it.
Remember that weird thing where they were like doing the can or whatever on their lips to make them real
Kylie
big?
Lips.
The Kylie lip thing. And that one girl like ripped her lip to
Oh, God.
It was horrifying.
It's basically like the Swedish penis enlargement thing from Austin Powers, but for your lips,
yes.
Right? It's just like a power sucker.
Suction technology.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Francesca, what is your definition of success?
Oh, my God. What is my definition of success? Is to be able to look in the mirror every morning and know I'm not a war criminal. And if I can do that, you know, I'm winning.
That would be too much for a beauty pageant answer. Oh, they'd be like, what? But what about the Midwest?
Yeah, no. That's a terrible answer. Let's see. Dude, I'm going to be real and say definition of success is, God, this sounds, is just to be happy. But really, I think in this clawing, gnawing, trying to excel and succeed and get the next thing and have more followers and more downloads and whatevers. And in a time of uncertainty and especially in like the arts where there's fucking no money and comedy clubs and venues are closing down and everyone's struggling. It makes everything really real. And for me, I'm just like, man, I think for me, if nothing else happens in my life in terms of like any opportunities or whatever, I just don't want to be resentful. And like, it's another way of being saying like, just stay grateful, which I fucking hate. But like, if you put it on the other foot and you're like, we all know people who are resentful. We know resentful people and they're miserable and we hate being around them. And I just, whatever I do in my life, I'm like, get to a point where you are not resentful about the things you've done, the people you surround yourself with, and whatever the fuck that means. But then again, it's hard. I think you constantly have to be checking in with yourself about like how angry you are because this person got that thing and that person, you know, this person, and you just compare and compare and you're just like, so.
It's
I think sometimes that can pass without you even being cognizant of it, especially at the volume with which we consume information. And like, it's just like this rapid fire. Like your brain doesn't even have a chance to realize like what it's filing away until you give yourself a chance to kind of like slow down and do whatever you can to like, be aware of that. That's a good, I like that.
Yeah,
also, I kind of feel like gratitude has become so trite that like, even though you are kind of saying the same thing, it's just like a good way of shifting around to something that actually sounds.
Don't be a resentful dick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so hard because it is like, you know, I think about that. Obviously, it depends day to day how you feel about your station in life or whatever. But in many days, I can be like, I'm so grateful for where I am, for what I've done, for what's going on right now. And just like, but at the end of the day, I know my like goal. And if I don't get there, I'm going to be really fucking sad. And it's like so hard for me to not still like picture that and be like, but I really want that. And yeah. I'm not going to, obviously I'll survive if I don't get it, but fuck, I really want it.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah,
so it's hard to like, I don't know. It's hard to get past that.
Yeah. I think it's definitely like a conscious practice, like every day. Cause you know, it's like gratitude's also been commercialized, which kind of takes it away from you as like an individual thing that you could deal with. Cause you know, it's like, no, I, it's like still just like a personal thing to kind of just be checking in constantly and like, finding new things that you're like, ooh, I achieved this. I'm happy here. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, there are things that I, you know, am happy about that I wouldn't even have been on that like bucket list when I made it years ago. That it's like, oh wow, what a new discovery in myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just letting the excitement of that kind of be a part of it.
I mean, speaking of drugs, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I just come back to this story. Do you guys see the Amy Winehouse documentary?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Mm.
So good. And this is not the same thing, obviously, but mm-hmm. I think sometimes achievement and work can be an addiction. And
yes.
Like I remember like one of the most jarring moments of that documentary was when she wins her like 3 Grammys or whatever it is, album of the year, artist of the year, and she's just like, I want to get high. She's like, I can't feel anything. I just want to get high. And no, they're not the same thing. She wasn't like, she wasn't like, I want to get 5 more Grammys, but she might as well have said like, oh, that's not enough Grammys for me. You know, I got to get but just like the need to be somewhere else when you're right there is like, I don't want to wake up 50 years old and be like, I'm mad at fucking everything. It's like,
they got a bigger boat than me. But I will say, in Amy Winehouse's case specifically, I also don't know if she ever gave a shit about getting a Grammy.
Totally.
I don't know
if
she personally. I think she was this case of like, she just had this like once in a generation voice, but like was, I think that was like her albatross to bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am like Amy Winehouse. What I'm saying is my talent.
Can't be. My talent just supersedes everything, and it just has to. Yeah. At the destruction of myself,
but it's gonna like devastate me. But
also
like,
talk about someone who never had good advice. Like fucking.
Oh my god.
No one had her back.
God, watching that documentary is so hard because there's just no one there for her.
Toxic relationship after toxic.
Yeah, and her dad, and just like
relationship.
Great eyeliner though. Really good eyeliner.
Very good cat eye.
Yeah.
If only that were tattooed. You could get the Amy.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I think about that a lot with like the Whitney documentary. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
Where like it's intense. But like there's a part in it and where they talk about how Whitney and Michael Jackson were like, they would just sit in a hotel room together in silence because at the time they were the only two people that understood what it was like to be that person in the world.
Jesus.
And, you know, regardless of everything with Michael Jackson, obviously, but like just that level of fame is so isolating in a way that it's like, it does seem miserable. Like, God, how many like actual happy people are there at that level?
Yeah. Every day we should thank God we're not that famous.
I mean, a little bit, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
I just want to make a TV show. I don't need to be famous, but just someone let me write a fucking TV show.
No, that's exactly. That's very, no, and it's good to have goals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And totally a low-key part of me, every time I see someone say gratitude or, like, be happy or be content, I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like memes, like gratitude memes, has that worked on anyone ever? I've never literally seen like a self-care meme and then been like, I'm going to do this right
like,
now.
Like, has a pillow ever changed your life? Did you like walk into a guest room and saw a pillow and were like, yeah.
I was texting my friend the other day and we were just kind of checking in on each other. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how are you? And I was like, you know, I'm okay. But like, I saw this phrase the other day. It said, live, laugh, love. And I just,
I've just been
really took that in.
Everything in perspective.
And I did. Yeah. And I just like did it and it worked.
I just bought a $40 sign that says live, laugh, love, so I can't donate to Black Lives Matter. So that's
it's a good yard sign.
But like I feel good because I look at that every day and it like.
And it definitely, it's like also, yeah, like if you look at that every day, it's not going to change shit. You're just going to be used to it. And you're going to be like, whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to be sentient, serious, and hateful.
It's a very good. it's a good social experiment, though. If you surround yourself with that BS, do you start to believe it?
Oh.
There's only one way to find out. Let me get to Etsy.
We'll hit the garage sales.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, I think the most egregious example of this, do you guys drink Yogi tea?
Mm-mm.
No, but I know they have little sayings
their
on them.
Their sayings are so... They're such horseshit, and not even in a, like, oh, that's trite way. Like, even if you were... They make zero sense. Like,
yeah.
And every single one is different, so I don't know who their copywriter is, but they're busy, and they fucking suck. Like, every tea bag will be like, your heart is the openness. It's, like, stuff that doesn't even, like, logically make sense. Like, I don't even know what they're going for.
Yeah, I have Yogi tea, and it's like, yeah, the flower of your life is in bloom.
Yeah.
It's a stinkweed, bitch. Get out of here.
Me and my boyfriend were making like some care package things for houseless people around us. And we were putting Doritos in, and they have sayings on them.
Doritos,
like, fucking uplifting saying on Doritos on the bag.
Okay, we're past. Once you open a bag of Doritos, you're past uplifting.
And
phrases.
I was like, this feels very like condescending of me to give you this thing that's like stand up for someone. That's literally what one of the Doritos bags said.
Oh, come on, Doritos. Like your Doritos, we get it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You're a nacho cheese chip.
That is. Just so
stop,
fucking
please.
Funny.
Like Doritos getting into the holistic market. I'm excited for like the Gwyneth Paltrow Doritos crossover. It's gonna be great. These Doritos smell like my pussy.
Goop-ritos?
Yeah, Goop-ritos. Oh, yeah, Goop-ritos. They smell like Gwyneth's pussy. It's gonna be great. Oh, God.
That, I mean, it's just kicking people while they're down. It reminds me of those, the Big Mac meal. No, the Burger King meals that were like, colored based on your mood. They have like blue burgers or buns or something.
What? And it was, I like, not remember
sad.
This.
You're happy. It's like, yeah. I mean, it wasn't even like an Inside Out Disney movie coordination or anything.
I mean, to be
it was
fair,
just like we know you're emotionally eating Burger King.
Yes,
let's lean into
you
it.
Are, yes, you're stress eating right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to feel an emotion.
Yeah, something exactly.
I know, because I feel
this.
Like if every burger was like the color purple was for stress eating, every single one coming out would just be like purple.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad funny. You're good at giving advice because we're gonna do that after this break. We'll be back in a second, everybody.
Beer me. Hey, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Francesca.
Hey.
And we need your lady problems, so why don't you send them to us, ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. We love to hear from all of our listeners.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I'm a new listener to the podcast, and I've been binge listening to the max. I love what you all do. I'm in major need of some advice in regards to my relationship with my girlfriend. This might be a long one, so bear with me. Some backstory. My lady and I have been together for almost 6 years. We live 2 hours away, and she makes the trip to see me every weekend. I have 2 kids and live with my aunt. She helps me with my kids while I work during the week. Also, my girlfriend still lives at home and isn't out with her family. She's constantly afraid of them finding out and kicking her out. My family is totally accepting. The gay is a strong force in my family. Lots of cousins. They love her more than me most of the time, and I love it. My issue, since we've been together so long, I've been wanting to U-Haul it since day one of being with her. In our years together, we've talked about moving and things quite a bit, but it mostly involves me moving to where she is because it's closer to everything and she doesn't like the area I live in. The closest mall is an hour away and she hates that. This has caused tension and fights in our relationship. I'm conflicted. I want to stay here because my family helps me with my kids. Dad is not in the picture. But I want to move there because I love it where she lives, but it freaks me out. I have no one there to rely on, help to babysit, etc. Also, figuring out a job that would cover bills. Recently, she's been wanting to try to get into real estate so she can move out and buy a duplex home and rent part of and live in the other half, then eventually buy a home and also have more rental properties. But I don't know how to tell her that I'm having second thoughts. I don't feel like that's the right move for me and the kids. I love her more than anything, but I'm responsible for 2 little ones, and it worries me what will happen if I do this or that. What should I do? if she goes with this whole plan, this will probably mean another year, maybe, or maybe two of her driving here, and I don't know if I can handle it. It's even gotten in the way of my decision on whether I should just buy a house here or wait and see where the wind takes us. Any advice you can give a girl on this is much appreciated.
So they live 2 hours away from each other, and it sounds like the girlfriend lives like closer to like a major metropolitan area or something like that, right? So she's like more out this a writer is like more out in the boonies kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if you guys could split the difference, and like I feel like driving your kids like an hour. I mean, I don't know.
Like But I feel like then it's like you're really both of you moving to a new place seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Too. You know.
I feel like if the girlfriend wants to help with childcare, because I mean, I think that she's got a very valid point that now she has the aunt that's like helping with the kids. So like, you know, if your girlfriend's gonna help with that, then maybe that solves that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is January, right? You guys got this letter. I think a lot has probably changed.
Yeah.
It's July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone wants to move to the boondocks.
Boondocks?
The malls are all closed. You shouldn't be in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's growing their own food, obvs.
So this is a bit of an older one because we didn't have any recent ones and we realized we hadn't done this one before. So that is very true. We don't know what's going on now. I mean, they might have moved in together because of quarantine and stuff like that. So obviously things could be very different than when they wrote this. So that's with that caveat, I guess we have to answer, you know, as though it's happening now.
Long distance, super hard. I mean, this is the question is like, sounds like the girlfriend's doing a lot in terms of coming every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard one.
Well, it's hard, especially because she's not out to her family. I mean, that's like something she obviously, you know, needs to figure out if you guys are going to move in together.
Yeah.
I guess you could try the roommate thing, but that's, I don't know how long that's going to last.
Right, because her girlfriend can't even move.
Right, yeah, that's a whole other layer.
So that seems like the first kind of thing to, you know, tackle or figure out with her.
Well, yeah, but that also, if you are moving to her, then that is putting you in a closet.
Interesting.
To her family, you know? Yeah.
Right, that's why I think, that kind of needs to be the first step, because you need to see how they're going to react, because then if you're going to move, you need to know what, you know.
Yeah, you should be in a supportive place, especially if you're with your kids.
Yeah.
You don't want to have, like, secrets and have the whole family have to do that. I'm going to go with moving out into the sticks. I'm going to go with she's coming to you, find a nice property there. You can still get into real estate over there.
Absolutely.
Save, you know, whether it's moving in with the aunt, which is a lot, or moving, you know, I don't know, setting up a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is kind of like, also real estate. We're like, well, is she getting into real estate still? There's a lot of things up in the air now, probably.
Well, it's assuming a much better economy than the one we're currently in.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Well, and real estate is also just commission-based, too, so you don't get these, like, you don't have, like, a steady salary, so it's not really something you can, like, rely on. Especially when you have, like, kids and stuff. Like, there's, like, certain amount, you know,
It's so interesting. Yeah. It feels like real estate is a lot of things that people are like, I think I'll go into this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that seems very hard to just pick
up. Yeah, what's the appeal there? Is it like, oh, I like houses? Yeah.
I mean, I think it's like a your own business, like you get to be your own boss type of thing.
You make your own hours. You get, like, a big reward if you sell a place. Yeah. You get a big chunk of it.
It's not... I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but I think that it is a little bit of a racket market, and if you get into it and play it, you can make money. Like, you can make pretty good money.
That makes sense, yeah. You can educate yourself fairly quickly about it and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's like, you always hear out here, like, a lot of, like, why, like, the wives that don't have, like, full-time jobs, like, they work in real estate, and then they just, you know, have a couple of houses. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to sell this house. Like, but it isn't, like, to make it a full-time job is, like, a very different thing than I think what a lot of people getting into it are.
Exactly.
It's like Carmella Soprano.
Exactly. Like, it's basically, like, being a yoga teacher for people that don't like yoga.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little bit more money. Less it's physical activity.
We're looking for a downward payment instead of a downward dog. Ashlyn's a lot more taxing.
But that said, I feel like if she is, I'm going to counter all that and say if she is really into it, there do seem to be some people that make really good money at it. I think it's probably like anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying she shouldn't do it. I was just reflecting on how it, like, you know, it's a thing I've heard many people be like, oh, I'm going to, like, do this as a backup or their second career or something.
Yeah. My feeling is that it's like, it seems like it's a very fun, like, a thing that a lot of people try to get into, but to make real money at it becomes, like, a very difficult thing, you know?
Yeah, like, consistently. Comedy?
Yeah. It's a comedy. It's a comedy with houses. You know, you start out going to open houses, and you work your way up to booked houses.
Can you imagine?
I mean.
My God. You know, yeah, well, I run a mic out of this property. And it's pretty successful.
You'd have a lot of squatters just like waiting to get on the list.
They help pay the water sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is just so, I think first of all, you need to have like a come to Jesus with her about like coming out to the family and just like, you know, hopefully she can do that and like you guys can move forward from there.
Well, it's also like your kids have relationships with everybody in your family too, and you know it's important for them to be able to maintain that. So you know, living around them and like that's part of their support network in a big way.
Just blame the kids too. You need an out. Blame the kids.
Yeah.
Good Trump card. Sorry, I don't. I know I said I gave good advice.
I think that's
but
great
just,
advice.
You know.
I think it is good advice. Yeah. I mean,
they're there to be a scapegoat.
It's one of the perks of having a kid. You know, it's also one of the perks whenever you have a dog. It's a good way to get out of a party. We're like, I gotta go walk the dog. So sorry. See you later. Yeah. Kids are.
I saw the other day on a walk. And you know, I haven't seen like a kid on a leash in quite a while.
Oh,
and
wow.
I saw a kid on a leash just like fully outstretched trying to like get away. And the dad just saying, not that way. We're not going over there. Not that way. And he just was letting her strain against the leash.
I get it, man. I get it. I'm surprised you don't see like first grade teachers like a dog walker. You know, they have like those multi-dog leashes. Just put them all on a leash.
Like a bunch of them.
They do. They do have those.
Yeah.
In cities, they're like long and there's like a rope with a bunch of other ropes coming off. I don't think they're actually strapped, but the kids have to hold onto that main rope.
Yeah, they should have to sometimes. That's how we keep them safe.
There should be kid walkers though, like you're saying.
I mean,
WAG, but
if
for your child.
Expecting, they've been talking about this, but expecting kids to like social, what are we gonna, put teachers in one of those bubbles?
It's
like,
honestly,
to do social distancing or like what's?
No.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
No, it can't happen. It's.
I remember there was some article that came out this week. It's like turns out, grade school kids transmit the virus at the same rate, if not higher, than adults. And it's like
fucking shit.
Stop.
Are you talking about the people who like lick floors all the time
and eat one another's boogers? They transmit viruses.
Get the child.
I mean, the last time I was like on death's door. Sick was from the cutest babies ever. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I was gonna snuggle with them. There's no way I wasn't going to.
Probably the reason teachers have you raise your hand is because that's at least some time that your hand's not in your butt crack.
Absolutely.
They should just raise the butt and just, you know, cut out the middleman. Like, all right.
Booty up, heads up.
No, there's no fucking way. I mean, like, a first grade teacher's entire job is just getting kids to understand the concept of not talking. Like, that is one of the easiest instructions to take.
Yeah.
And you can't get them to do it. You spend all year trying to get them to get that one thing.
Hands to yourself.
Yeah.
It's not
going to happen. Oh, the people that projectile vomit randomly.
There was so much puking at elementary school. There was so much puking.
Well,
you know, what was that?
Dude, my theory is because you ran around at recess and then you came in and they gave you milk. And it's like, so you're running and you're like getting crazy.
I think it was a lot of
jostling. Unhealthy food, excitement, and germs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you come
forgetting
back in.
Forgetting to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're just puking all over the place constantly.
I remember there was a great... I don't know if you guys have, like, the great puke of, you know, elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got it.
Yeah.
think we're all in.
It's like that one
right
cue
now.
That you don't forget what it looked like, how it happened.
It was pink. It was pink, like a bright pink, and I don't know why or how.
I'd gone to McDonald's with my best friend. We were in Sam's Club. I wasn't in elementary school, but I was that age. Mm-hmm. And we were in Sam's Club, and I remember like being like, wow, something feels weird. Just
oh,
like,
no.
And then in front of everyone at the store, just
what about the? But see, so for me, it's like it didn't happen to me. Like, I didn't puke. I remember the pukes, but the best puke I ever saw was... Valentine's Day, you know, this kid ate way too many candied hearts.
Yes.
And those things are puke city.
And just walked into the classroom and puked all over the floor and just like little like balls of candy hearts surrounded by bile. Like beep boop the green.
Just like,
the
I miss you.
Yeah. Be mine. That was the best puke
I ever
saw. No,
I knew exactly. I was like, I wasn't even kind of thinking about myself. I was like, I'm.
No.
When you said the greatest puke, I was like, the greatest puke of the school. Yeah.
The one that I saw.
The one you saw, yeah.
The one I'm thinking of was in sixth grade, and it was like, remember those classrooms? I don't know if all schools had these, but where it was like a double classroom, and the door opened, and you could like turn it into a giant...
The little accordion door.
Like a bus.
So we were doing some activity where both classrooms were open, so it was like 60 kids, some kind of group project or something. Same thing I'm just talking about. No one's shutting up, crazy loud, 60 sixth graders, just like complete chaos. And then I remember this child standing up and like it got real tense, and then just walking over to the sink in the front of the classroom and hurling just gnarliest puke, and just the deafening silence under that vomit. Like, it went from being like absolute melee to just, you could hear every morsel coming out of his esophagus.
Because everyone gets so excited. You're always like,
there it is. Because you know that it's just going to be chaos for a minute. And the kids are just like, oh, we got it. Yeah.
It's also the worst thing you could witness as a kid. You know what I mean? At that age. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing for that kid is that you all remember it. And he'll be remembered as that kid forever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Bobby Blowchunks.
This kid Raymond was the one that did ours. It was just, he went up to go do the pencil sharpener. And then puked against the wall. And then it just slowly ran down next to the pencil sharpener. Like hot pink chunks of something.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know what. I don't know what he ate. We're all like, ooh, did you eat hot pink highlighters?
And then he was like, oh no, everybody doesn't love Raymond.
Okay. That kid was Ray Romano.
I will say, this is not a puke story, but it did kind of happen to me. In one of our elementary grades, my friend had a pet turkey, and she brought it in for show and tell, like around Thanksgiving. And this turkey was standing on my desk. Like, so I'm sitting here, like, I think she sat next to me or something. So the turkey's standing on my desk and she's like explaining to it. And then in the middle of this presentation, this turkey just spewed the biggest, it was like puke coming out of the turkey's butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I just smelled that for somehow.
Was it just smell like spaghetti?
Why it smelled like dust.
That's so funny.
My whole desk was covered in turkey shit.
Yeah, you don't bring a farm animal into the classroom.
Oh, man.
Dude, turkeys puke straight gravy? Because that'd be tight.
That would be.
Eat me.
That's where it comes
from.
Man,
I was walking by a bunny the other day, and
Totes.
I started saying hi to it, and it just starts shitting immediately. What is that response?
Where did you see a bunny? Where were you?
It was like, it's like this elementary school has a little garden and a few chickens and bunnies and stuff.
Oh, gotcha. That's cute.
I was walking by a bunny, you know?
Yeah, just walking by a bunny.
Just walking by a bunny. Okay, let's do we wrap it up? Do you think we gave good
advice?
That was good advice.
Please, let us know what's going on now. Follow up.
Yeah, tell us what's going on. But it does say at the end of this, if she goes with this plan, this will probably mean another year or two of her driving. I don't know if I can handle it. Obviously, I know a year is a long time, but,
yeah,
you know, It's like, I mean, it, right now it's already halfway through the year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're all in hell. I mean, honestly, how much?
Yeah, what is time?
Time doesn't matter anymore. Just get through it, and hopefully then you can come to a resolution then when she's ready.
Yeah, exactly. But good luck. Let us know where you're at with it now.
I agree, though. Yeah, I think the girlfriend should come to her and the kids. I think the kids trump everything.
Yeah, I think they do. And also, like, she's going to be so much happier if she's living in a place that she can be out and open. You know, I mean, you moving
and
there
have
child really...
care. Two amazing things working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for that, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious to know what her parents think is going on, where, like, she's just, every weekend, she's just going to go stay with her friend that lives 2 hours away.
Hey, denial is a big, beautiful thing, and people do a lot to keep themselves in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Just, figure it out.
But yeah, send us lady problems, ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And that's our show.
Also, if you have any stories of you getting puked or peed on by an animal, we'd love to hear them. Or like your best elementary school puke story. We'd love to read those too. Let us know what's going
on. Let's do it. Mailbag. Yeah, do you remember the name?
Puke bag.
It was Kyle. You got Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Tess, do you remember the name?
I do, but I'm not going to say because he's a comedy fan. He might look.
Oh.
Well, he knows who he is. I don't think
he knows what you did. Do you remember the turkey's name?
Buster.
Yeah, he bustered all right. That's
good God.
Francesca, tell everybody where they can find you and find all of your stuff.
Yeah, at Franny Fio on everything, FRANIFIO on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can listen to the Bituation Room podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or like watch the YouTubes. YouTubes.
Hell yeah.
I love that name. That's a great podcast name.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. This is amazing.
Thanks for doing it. Hell yeah. All right, we're going to head over to Patreon for a little top secret session with Francesca. So head us up at patreon.com/ladytolady if you want to hear more. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as $1 a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.